Alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and to the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterward he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go." Which of the two did the father's will? They answered, "The first." And so Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The whole theme of the Advent season, as we've talked about many times, is that Christ is coming. We're called like those wise bridesmaids to go out and meet him. That road on which we will encounter him is the road that by God's grace we have made straight and smooth. We've cleared the debris, having heard the message of John the Baptist, so that we can get to Jesus. We've lowered the valleys of our pride. We've we've lowered the mountains of our pride. We've filled up the valleys of a shallow way of minimalistic looking at our life, so that we can really deeply encounter him. It's a collision of God's mercy and our conversion. And in this year of mercy, the Lord wants to enhance that whole experience. Today, God preaches about conversion. The first reading from the prophet Zephaniah, he starts out with a castigation of the tyrannical city that was rebellious and polluted. She hears no voice, including God. She accepts no correction, even when God repeatedly sends his emissaries to call them back to who they really are, to call them back to his love. They say no. And ultimately it talks about the root of every sin. In the Lord she has not trusted, and to her God she has not drawn near. Because of the lack of trust in God and his mercy, stays aloof. But God doesn't stop there. He loves too much to allow that to be the end of the story. He prophesies the mercy he's going to give. "Then I will change and purify the lips of the people, so that they may call upon the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord. They shall bring me offerings," and the most important offering is the offering of their selves together with all their sins, so that he's able to transform it. On that day, they won't need to be ashamed of all their deeds, their rebellious actions, because I'll remove from your midst the proud braggarts. That doesn't mean the other proud braggarts. He means he'll change us and we'll no longer be a proud braggart. We'll no longer exalt ourselves on his holy mountain when we should be exalting him. And he'll leave a remnant. And what are the characteristics of that remnant in which he wants us to be numbered? A people humble and lowly who take refuge in the name of the Lord. Poor and humble, who recognize how much they need the Lord for everything, who capture his magnitude and humbly see who they are loved by him that much. They shall do no wrong and speak no lies. They're going to tell the truth. There'll be no deceitful tongue in their mouth. They'll pasture and couch their flocks. They'll do their job, in other words. This is the remnant God is coming to prepare, to help everybody else to learn the way. The people who will follow the Lord so that everybody else can join that pilgrim people following the Lord. To a tyrannical city, to a rebellious people, God gives his mercy. And a rebellious city is made out of rebellious sons and daughters. And so that's where we get today's gospel, in order to make us poor and humble, capable of telling the truth, capable of doing the tasks God has sent. Jesus himself, mercy incarnate, preaches conversion. At the very end of this passage, we see, even when you saw the tax collectors and the prostitutes hearing John's call and following him in the way of righteousness, he says, you did not change your minds and believe. That word, change your minds, is metanoia. It's the revolution in the way of looking at things, the essential Greek word for conversion. Jesus was coming to preach, essentially, repent and believe, convert, and trust in me. And he wanted to show two ways we don't, two ways in which we don't heed his voice. What's your opinion, he asks. A man had two sons. First son says yes, or says no, excuse me, but doesn't follow through on the no. In fact, he repents and he goes and he finally does the Lord's will. The second is the one who gives lip service and says yes and maybe even intends it. But the flesh is weak and it doesn't follow the spirit of willingness to the Lord. And Jesus uses that to contrast the prostitutes and the publicans on the one hand with the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Sadducees on the other. Prostitutes and the publicans obviously said, I don't want to have anything to do with God's ways, I'm going to do it my own. An outright contradiction. But eventually when they heard John the Baptist, they responded to that call. Whereas those who had from their youth been saying, teach me your ways, O Lord, who had been praising the Lord, who had been regularly going to the synagogue, who had been regularly going up to the temple, they were the ones who, despite their constantly affirming that they wanted to do the Lord's will, actually didn't do it. And they themselves recognized that given a choice between the two, one who says no but does it anyway, and one who says yes but doesn't do it, the one who more closely adheres to what God wants is the one who actually follows through. So these are mirrors for us, just as much as they were for the scribes and the Pharisees when Jesus was preaching in the temple, to examine our words and our word made flesh. We're all here because we have stood up when our name was called, bowed and said, present. We're the ones who have knelt down in front of a bishop or in front of a superior and said real deep commitments of what we were planning to do to the Lord. How are we doing with that? Are we really genuinely following through with the help of the Lord? And there are other times in our lives where we've said no, in our actions or in our intentions. Are we persevering in those no's, or are we hearing the Advent call to repent and convert even in those areas with regard to those things that we would rather not do? Jesus is coming so that we might be able to put on his mind, have a change of mind, trust in him enough to draw near to him and follow him the whole way. Today at this Mass, we come forward. And this is one area in which, certainly by our presence, we're trying to do exactly what he asks. He said during the Last Supper, do this in memory of me. And we are here continuing to do this, as we hope to be able to do every day for the rest of our life. But there's a deeper significance of this imperative. It's meant to make this total self-giving the real leitmotif of our life. so that we go out, sacrifice like this out of love for others. This is something that we affirm when we say amen. But probably impartially follow through on. The Lord comes here with all his mercy in order to strengthen us precisely to do this. As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, neither of the two sons in the Gospel is the real model of what Jesus is asking of us. What in his mercy he wants to give us the grace to do is like his own mother, like so many of the saints after their conversion, is to say yes. And then to do the yes, to proclaim it with our lips and with our life. Today, as we enter into communion with Jesus, who came to be the great amen and followed through until the very end, let us ask him to always keep us in communion with that fiat voluntas tua, to God the Father. So we might experience in this world that unending embrace of his mercy, and then be able to show everyone else a model of the joy that comes, not from doing whatever we please, but from doing what is right, what is God's will, the will that will save us and save others. May Jesus say about us, yet when you saw that, you changed your mind and believed. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever.